left, right, left, right, left.
What are you up to, Yael? Training for the reserves?
Not at all, Don. I'm just investigating the way we walk and taking some time to think about fish.
Just put one foot in front of the other. But I'm curious, what does walking have to do with fish?
Well, scientists previously believed that the mechanisms that govern the locomotion of land vertebrates probably appeared after our distant ancestors first set their fins on land. Now, however, based on new evidence, it looks like part of the blueprint for walking already existed before any finned creature found its way onto solid ground.
But fish don't have feet.
That's true. When I say part of the blueprint for walking, I mean the fact that we have limbs that alternate between left and right, like our legs do. Networks of motor neurons allow us to alternate between extension and flexion as we walk. The muscles in my right leg contract, for example. At the same time, the muscles in my left leg relax. They complement each other, letting me put one foot in front of the other.
So where do the fish come in?
Scientists have recently observed a type of fish called the little skate that alternates its pelvic muscles left and right, almost like walking along the sea floor. And it's not only a semblance of walking. The motor neurons and genes are nearly identical to the ones we land-dwelling creatures use, meaning we've both inherited this blueprint from a common ancestor a long, long time ago.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.